previously on Corporate Homie.
Giving the reference and how to be a good referencer.
If you're not going to win, get out the way so that other people can win.
This is way more involved than I thought it was. I have concerns about doing a recommendation.
Do you know how to do that?
On today's episode of Corporate Homie, someone asks you to be a reference and you need to say no.
Being direct is important.
She was talking about me in the streets to someone else.
You're gonna drive him crazy, he's gonna drive you crazy. Hey, homies.
Welcome back to the Corporate Homie Podcast.
Welcome back. Woo, woo.
So we are still in our reference series.
And I feel like a pastor, right? We're on the third installment, of the reference series. For those of you who did not listen to the first two, you can find those in episodes 92 and 93. Somebody say amen.
Amen. Right. I feel this for somebody. References. And this one is actually from me. Like, this is not from the homies. This is from me. It's about when someone asks you to be a reference and you need to say no.
That is correct.
And it's a really uncomfortable feeling, but I did think, you know, I've had this happen to me recently. I didn't really feel comfortable being someone's reference, and so it really occurred to me that this was an episode we probably should do. I probably wasn't the only person who felt that uneasiness about it, and sort of how to address that when you have that come upon you.
Well, I think one of the reasons why it's not just uneasy is that most people are not comfortable with confrontation, and this is turning someone down as a form of confrontation. And I think secondly, you know, you're talking about especially a reference for a job. People don't, I know for me, I never want to feel like I'm the person that's keeping someone from earning a living, you know, from providing for their family or paying for their mortgage. So I don't want to be offensive. So I think that I think it's all those things.
Or going after their dream or standing in there being a hurdle. Right. I think that's exactly right. All right. So let's just get into it. My first tip is you have to unequivocally say no. And what I mean by that is, at least for me, sometimes I can tend to hedge because I don't want to hurt someone's feelings. And so instead of just saying no, you hedge, which you didn't actually say no, which could lead the person to believe that you maybe would be a reference. And then you're sort of leading them on. And the person is needing a reference, and so they need to be very clear that you're not going to be a reference for them, and so that they can understand that you're not here for them like that.
I'm not your person. That's a great point about, you know, being direct, because I have had situations where I felt like I've told somebody no on something, and then they're like, okay, so see you Friday at 1, and you're like, no, I thought I just said no. So being direct is important, which my first tip is very similar to that, but not the same. Be short and simple. Do not give a laundry list. Say something like, I'm not the right person to do this for you.
You know, that's funny because that was my next tip. And, you know, I was going to say, definitely the same thing. You got to keep it short, keep it simple. Don't give them a laundry list of their flaws, or don't give them a laundry list of why you can't do it. Like you said, just, I don't think I'm the right person, or I don't think I'm the right fit. Because what you have to remember is, and we've talked about this on the two previous episodes, is the person is coming to you because they think you are one of their people. Like, they actually have some misunderstanding.
Or they're just completely clueless, but yeah, that's rare.
Right, that's what I'm saying. But they have some misunderstanding that you think highly of them and that you are someone who's about to say really good things. So if you're not, you don't have to say, like you said, no, I don't want to be your reference, but you can just sort of keep it simple in that, you know, I don't think I'm the right person for this, or I don't think I'm a good fit to give a reference on, blah, 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 and then just leave it at that. And of course, if they ask questions, you can, you know, follow up and answer any questions they have. But yeah, keep it short and simple. That was my next tip as well.
Yeah, my next tip is offer to help in other ways. You know, I'm not the right person to write a letter for you, but I'm happy to do a resume review or to interview prep with you or to, you know, look over your application, you know, so you're still offering some guidance, but you're not offering to be the reference.
And I've done that for people where I've said, you know, and what I've usually done is suggested, you know, when I've said I'm not a good fit, I'll usually use that like, okay, I don't think I'm a good fit because, you know, I think you need a person that is fill in the blank, who has more experience than blah. You probably want someone who writes the reference for this. And then I'll offer to do the, you know, interview questions, and then go ahead and do that and follow up with and do the practice session, or say, you know, please send me your resume and give the feedback so that you have the ability to you know, to give that. My next tip is, you know, if you are a person who struggles with being completely, you know, to the point and direct, then maybe you tell a little white lie, depending on your
I'm too busy.
Right. I'm too busy. I'm going to be involved in other things. My, you know, like you said, my plate is too full.
My HR doesn't allow me to.
Right. I can't. Right. My HR doesn't allow me to do that. Or the good old fashioned, if they send it by email, just don't respond. I don't really suggest that. I think that's really rude.
And that's a bit cowardly.
Yeah, I must say, and unfair to the person, because at the end of the day, people do deserve to sort of understand where they stand. And most people are trying to better themselves and learn something from situations, and they can't do that if you are not telling them the truth. I recently had a young homie who called me very frustrated in a similar situation. She was asking someone for a reference from a previous job, and the woman did the white lie, you know, and just basically made something up. But then she talked to someone else about it that the woman knew.
Oh, no.
And said that her, and said that her writing was like just terrible, and that's why she couldn't recommend.
But see, she missed an opportunity to help her grow. That's unfortunate.
Mm-hmm. And then the girl was devastated because she was just like, well, why didn't she tell me? Like, I thought she was one of my mentors. I thought she was somebody out here trying to help me. And not only was she not trying to help me, she was talking about me in the streets to someone else who actually was trying to help me, because they came back and told me, you know, what she said. And so it was sort of a really devastating.
That's terrible.
Yeah, all around. And so that's why I say that, like you said, that approach where you're not necessarily being completely honest, it doesn't actually go down the right road.
That's a really, really good point. I think the telling a little white lie is probably the least advisable road to go because of what you just said. You know, also, the person does have confidence in you, so you don't want to miss an opportunity to actually help them, right? And that's why I love the idea, offer to help them in another way, or like you said, you know, just be direct. Okay, I'm not gonna be able to do this because this is a job that requires a lot of writing, and I'm not sure your writing is up to par. You might want to think about taking a writing class before you apply to a position like that, you know, something along those lines. It doesn't have to be cruel and mean-spirited to still be constructive. My next tip is more along turning someone down. I've always found it curious when someone asks me for a professional reference that I don't know professionally. You know, so I've had this happen a lot. You know, somebody, they're, you know, whatever, a lawyer, banker, CPA, whatever, out in the community. You know them through community things. You've not actually done any kind of professional work with them. And then they're like changing jobs. And they're like, hey, I want to put you down for a reference. And you think, a reference for what?
For what? For what? As Ms. Shirley would say. So for what? I don't know anything about your work.
So it's like, do you want me to be a personal reference? Because I can't really speak to your work. And so I've had on many occasions to say to someone, well, I don't feel comfortable doing that because I don't know anything about who you are as from a professional standpoint. And I think it would be more effective for you to have a reference who can actually speak to your professional work and your work ethic and your body of work.
Yeah, so that goes back to that, which is my next tip, which is just be honest, right, about if you have that relationship to why. And I've had to tell people that when, like you said, I have a professional relationship with them, but I like don't know them in that capacity, or I know them in that capacity and I just don't think they're a good fit. I one time had a really good friend who later turned into a client, and his job was relocating the whole department, and he just for personal reasons couldn't relocate. And so he said, you know, oh, I saw you were LinkedIn friends, you know, LinkedIn, I don't know if the right word is friends, but you're LinkedIn with so-and-so, and I was thinking about applying for a job with him. And I said to him, and he was like, can I want to put you down for a reference? And I was like, well, I'm not sure if you would be a good fit to work with him. He's pretty hard charging. You're really laid back. I don't see the two of you being a really good fit. I just don't think that would be good. And so that was sort of my way of saying no, like, no, don't apply for the job. No, don't use me. Because I did know both of the parties involved. And
it's a no.
Like,
that's
no
not going anywhere
there.
Positive. Y'all ain't going to get along.
There's just no synergy. Right?
You're going to drive him crazy. He's going to drive you crazy.
Right. And really what I thought was, and it was really like you're saying, like, I really thought, like, you're the type of person who replies to emails. I mean, I've worked with him. He replies to emails a day and a half later. And the guy he wanted to work for replies to emails in 15 minutes. And he would be your boss. Like, there's no way that you would be a good employee for him. Like, it just is it's just a hard no. It's just really a hard no.
That's a good point. My next tip is what we call in feedback in corporate America, the sandwich approach. So you start with something positive that the person is doing well. Oh, I think it's great that you're expanding your skill set, or that you're jumping out here and applying for this. I'm not sure that I'm the right person to help you because you need somebody who can speak to X, Y, and Z. But keep striving for big things. So you give them something positive, put the negative in the middle, finish with something positive.
So you're just more saying right. how to say the no.
Yeah.
Right. So I know this was a really quick episode. I feel like we gave a lot of tips, you know, didn't want to spend too much time on it because it's a hard topic to tell somebody, I don't want to do something for you. But I did think it was important to share how to do it.
Yeah, I'm glad we did this. I do think it was, as a part of the series, we need to close the loop on all the aspects. I have had someone where you have said no, I have been direct, and they've been kind of never say die. And then I do think that that makes you have to turn into like, look, I said no, now I've gone on. You know?
What do you mean they were never say die?
So
what happened?
They were wanting to use me as a reference for a job that they were applying to. I was suggesting to them that I don't think that the job was the best fit because of their skill set and what the job asked them to do. I'm like, are you going to want to do that? I don't think that's a good fit. Then it was like, oh, no, I think I could kill it, you know, blah, 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 blah.
I'm good. Yeah. I'm good, so
right.
I'm good.
And it was like, well, so then finally I was like, well, look, you're not really listening to what I'm saying. I don't think you would be a good fit, and so I'm not going to be comfortable doing anything to help you with that because I don't think that you're setting yourself up to win. And then that just made me feel crummy, but I'm like, I've said no 6 different ways, right? So now I don't have a choice but to be super direct.
Right. And sometimes that's just where it ends up. But like you said, you try the directness, you try to keep it short and sweet, but sometimes you have to elaborate and try to get into it a little bit. But as always, we appreciate you listening. This, like I said, came out of a real life experience. If you have a topic that you would like us to cover, please feel free to reach out by emailing us at
questions at corporatehomie.com and just tell us what question or topic you would like covered, and we'll be happy to do so. If you have a desire for us to come out and speak at your organization, you can hit us up at also at email, but at info@corporatehomie.com.
And as always, you can find us on all things social, on all the accounts, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all under the Corporate Homie handle. And until next time,
hustle hard, homies. All of you, get you a twin. Get you another homie.